Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labor MP Andrew Little.
This week, I spoke to Little about the meeting between Pacific leaders in Papua New Guinea, attended by Prime Minister Hipkins and a number of other representatives from around the region. One of the biggest outcomes from the summit was a new security deal signed between the US and Papua New Guinea, which could see an expansion of US military presence in Papua New Guinea and its waters. I started by asking Little how he felt about this new agreement.
It's a metaphor, the US and Papua New Guinea. I think a lot of Pacific Island nations are looking for arrangements where they know that if they need assistance, whether for security or for humanitarian assistance, that it is going to be there. I'm not quite sure what the extent of the agreement is between the US and Papua New Guinea, but it'll involve technical advice at the very least, I would have thought, and assistance for Papua New Guinea to maintain its security.
I mean, Hipkins said at the summit, New Zealand will not accept militarisation of the Pacific. The deal between the US and Papua New Guinea involves US military placements there and further military collaboration. Do you think that this deal, along with the one between Papua New Guinea and Australia, represents that further militarisation?
Well, I'm not sure exchanging personnel and exchanging technical support and advice is necessarily militarisation. I think if it's about installing a whole lot of equipment and those sorts of things, then it might be a different story. In the end, look, we know that what is happening in our region, whether you regard it as the Pacific or the Indo-Pacific, if you reach further into Southeast Asia, the circumstances are changing. We know that there's a lot of growth in military capacity and capability amongst a lot of countries. China, obviously, foremost amongst them, but also Japan, South Korea, the Philippines. A lot of countries are stepping up their military capability. North Korea, obviously, testing intercontinental ballistic missiles and developing their own nuclear capability. So circumstances are changing, and I think tensions are rising, and I think everybody is looking to see what we need to do to minimise the risk of an outbreak of conflict, of actual kind of hard conflict. A lot can be done through diplomacy, but a lot is going to be done through just being prepared for the worst, and I suspect that's what is on the minds of a lot of Pacific leaders at the moment.
In the wake of these talks, there's been calls from a number of parties for a Pacific-focused security forum. Would you want to see more multilateral discussion between Pacific nations on these sort of topics?
Yeah, well, the Pacific Islands Forum does provide the opportunity for that, and I know that defence and security features amongst the topics that get discussed when that group of leaders meets. But if you look across the South Pacific and the nations there, the ones that we are closest to, countries like Fiji, who have a military establishment, they have good relations with us and with Australia, and developing their relations with others. I mean, they play a disproportionately large role in the UN and UN peacekeeping missions, and that's just a role that Fiji has carved out for itself. You look at countries like Tonga, who have a military, and like others who are looking to their security. Solomon Islands is, and they've done a security agreement with China, but they're looking to their security as well. So I think a lot of countries are looking to what arrangements they need to have in place and the partnerships and relationships they need to have in place. And this is a topic that comes up at the Pacific Island Forum when they meet.
I think back to the US and Papua New Guinea deal, did you feel the same about the China-Solomon Islands deal?
I think what was interesting about the Solomon Islands deal is that traditionally Solomon Islands had looked to Australia and New Zealand to assist with policing and security. We had, for a long time, we had the Ramsey mission, which was a UN-mandated mission run by New Zealand and Australia in cooperation, obviously, with the Solomon Islands government to assist with peacekeeping and developing security. So when the Solomon Islands turned to China for some assistance in that, it was a surprise, and it was a departure, at least from what they'd done in the past. So that, I think, was interesting. But as I say, I think, China is, it has grown, its economy has grown significantly, and it is doing what countries do, whose wealth grows, And as they try to secure the needs and interests of their people, they grow their military as well. And China is also trying to grow its relations with other parts of the world. You know, some of us may question the motives behind that, but that's what they're doing. But countries are also looking to make sure that they are protected against, you know, things that, might be adverse to their interests. So we know that in the Pacific, it's potentially a big source of food, particularly seafood, for countries like China. And small countries that struggle to, regulate their fisheries to, you know, conserve or protect the sustainability of those fisheries sometimes need help with that. So there's a whole range of things that are sort of all in play when it comes to issues of security, and it's not surprising that, you know, these things are now coming to the surface and there's good discussion about what is needed and what these countries need to secure themselves.
That was MP Andrew Little on the New Deal between US and Papua New Guinea.
That was Labour MP Andrew Little. The Wire.